The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 630. Howard Morris in Kingsport, Tennessee, 1998. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up a 60 Years of Laughter t-shirt. That's the one I'm wearing right now. Great t-shirt. Go over and check that out. While you're there, you might want to get some good old store-bought hamburger dill pickles from Mayberry's Finest. That's right, Mayberry's Finest dill pickles. Just not like Aunt May made, thank goodness. But just in case you're afraid it'll be like Aunt Bee has made, pick up some Miracle Salve. That's right, Weavers has Miracle Salve too. Head over and just check out all the cool things over at Weavers. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. And I want to thank Eric Self, who is the executive producer of episode number 630. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's always fun to be in Mayberry, just to be in that Mayberry state of mind and to have some fun talking about a show that we love. We have got really neat stuff for us to hear tonight. We're going to be hearing a little while from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History for part two about Johnny Silver. If you didn't catch part one, you can go back and listen to last week's episode and hear that. And we're going to play a little bit of trivia. But before we do any of that, we're going to travel back in time to Kingsport, Tennessee. Kingsport, Tennessee. And the event was called I Remember Mayberry. And it was in Kingsport, Tennessee. They were raising money for charity. And they had a lot of cast members there. We're not going to hear from everybody. And I'm not going to try to list them all out here because I'll forget one. But the one we're going to focus on this episode is a video with Howard Morris, Ernest T. Bass himself, and David Browning, the Mayberry deputy, interacting with him during this Kingsport event. Now, I would like to say, so if you're watching the podcast, which I kind of recommend, watch the video version. And if you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, you can find the video version that's hosted on YouTube. You can find it right there on the podcast website, and you can watch the videos. And if you do go there and you go to watch the YouTube videos, please like and subscribe the YouTube videos. It'll help us get our numbers up and more people will find us and help the podcast out. But the reason I'm asking you to watch it this time is because you get to see Ernest T. The last few episodes, I really recommend the video versions. Audio works fine, but you'll be able to see what's going on. And I will say, please keep in mind that my wife was videoing this. My wonderful wife was videoing and trying to take photographs at the same time. So there are occasions when the video shifts a little bit off to one side or maybe completely off. And then you can hear a camera go off and then you'll hear you'll have the video move back in frame, but it doesn't happen very often. And it's, thank her for even recording this because otherwise we wouldn't have this. So let me quit talking, and let's head over to Kingsport, Tennessee, and hear from Howard Morris and David Browning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ernest T. Bass, please. It's me. If I'd seen you was coming, I'd have known what to do. I'd have risen both arms and I'd have woven at you. You like that, huh? Yeah, I do too. And I say it so good. I would like to do a recitation for you, but no, not yet. There is something else I would like to do. You look like a wonderful, bright, shiny audience. for questions. Surely you must have some questions about the Andy Griffin Show. Griffin? What is that? ABC Griffin? Andrew Griffin. Would you raise your hands if you got a question and I'll attempt to answer for it? There's nobody with a question.
There's a question right over here, Ernest Dave. Right over here.
Yeah, yes. Oh, if I say I ain't no preacher, what? Well, it makes you laugh, so what the hell? Hey, you like my pants?
Yeah.
Yes, it was brand new last night, but I went dancing. I just danced the heck out of it. Oh, boy, did I. Any more questions? That wasn't really a question. Question?
Oh,
yes, sir. How they get out of jail, that's for me to know, for you to find out. Movie magic! You all know that.
Right down here is one, Ernest.
Yes, young man.
He wants a rock.
He wants a rock.
You want a rock? Okay, I'll get you one after I'm finished doing my turn. Because I got a lot to do. I don't know why, but I've got to. Any more questions? Again, yes, ma'am. How many did I direct? Oh, a couple of dozen. It's nothing. You just say, go here, go there, upstairs, downstairs, good, get that lady's chamber. Oh, you know what it is. There's nothing to it. It's all fake, you know. We're all frauds, really. You know that. You know that. Is that a question back there? Yes, sir. How do you do, Mrs. Wiley? no coffee, tea, or punchline either. there were a lot of the lines that you folks remember better than I do. Are there any more questions? Yes, sir.
I thought it was popular as a character. Warren.
Just a minute. I said yes, sir, to him. You to me. Yes, sir. That's a hell of a question. Gee, I really don't know. It was just written that way. See, I had been on another show before that, which none of you here are old enough to remember. It's called Your Show of Shows. And well, anyway, one of the writers was the producer of the Andrew Griffin Show. And I got a call from him when they said, Howie, we got a script with a part in it that might interest you. And I said, how much? You know, you're getting money. Oh, it's hard, you know. Well, that satisfied me, and he sent it to me, and I read it, and I said, gee, I'd like to fool around with this strange little guy. And I did. And I ended up, did any of you know how many shows I did? But they talk funny down here. They said, nobody said five. See, where I come from, I was born and raised in the Bronx, New York. Now, how did I get to Ernest D. Bass from there with my head, in my throat, and in my stomach?
You know what, Ernest A.?
What?
You remember that big old boy over there?
Oh, we had a big old boy.
Yeah, you're going to leave here tonight. I'll leave here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Since your character is so popular, how could you want any more episodes?
That's all I wrote. Maybe it was too popular. I don't know. I wish I could answer you, but I can't even see you. Now I can.
Now, Ernest,
yes, sir.
Now listen.
Yeah.
Now, it's great to answer questions.
Yeah, but don't take any more.
And it's great to throw rocks.
So, yeah.
But you saw Miss Ellie up here, didn't you?
Yeah.
She sang.
Yeah.
You saw Charlene Dollar.
Yes, yeah,
saw
them all.
You saw. Well, they all sang.
I'm going to recite.
Recite?
I'm going to do a recitation. Okay. If you will bring me my instrument.
Yeah. charge Lance too many. He's always gagged.
He's coming now, Whitey. He's going to climb up a scaffold, a friend of mine.
Be careful of this.
Thank you very much, sir.
Go back and lie down.
Oh, you got it all clean. Wonderful. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, well, this is a recitation. And I, in the past, when I have said this recitation, there come times, I'm fairly old, you know, there come times when I dry up in stage talk, that means you forget the words. And you know who helps me out with them? You all do, because you know better than I do. Let me get this tuned up. This is called a prayer to end the riot. Oh, then Mariah, jump in the fire too hot, jump in the pot, the pot too black, jump in the crack too high, jump in the sky too blue, jump in the canoe, canoe too rotten, jump in the cotton so
white.
I stayed up all night.
Ladies and gentlemen, there he was. And that was it always amazed me, because when he walked on the stage, I always thought it was so cool, because when he walks out there, all he has to do is basically say, It's me. It's Ernest T. And the crowd would stand. He'd get standing ovations and everything. And I mean, and then they would sit down. He'd go, if I'd known you was coming, I know what I'd do. I'd riz both arms. I'd woven you. And then they'd stand up again. I mean, he could control the crowd so easy. And everybody loved Ernest T. Bass so much, you know, that it was just, man. What a great experience that was. And I'm so thankful we got these videos. I was glad I was able to find these little bits. The audio hopefully is good enough for you to hear. There were some questions that were asked. How many episodes did you direct? Was one. He said about 12, about a dozen or so. He was talking, I believe, about other things. I don't think he directed a dozen Andy Griffith shows, but he might have. Anyway, that's what he's talking about. He definitely directed other things other than just the Andy Griffith Show as well. They ask about whose idea it was to throw rocks. And he honestly, he didn't know the answer. He thought that was a good question. That was a really good question. So hopefully you were able to hear the questions that were asked or were able to determine what they were by his answers. If you wear earphones, you would be able to hear it. But I know if you're in your car, or hopefully you're not watching the video in your car, but, if you were driving in your car, listening to the audio, you probably can't hear the questions. So you can, if you put on some earbuds or something and listen, but it's really great. Now you also heard there toward the end was Maggie Peterson. Now Maggie Peterson, you may know, has had some health issues and still needs your support and your help if possible. She is sounding good. She sounds good. We talked to her on the phone yesterday, actually, just for a few minutes. Jan did, and she sounded good. She's doing okay. But basically, if you go to the GoFundMe page for her, there's a link in the show notes to the podcast. They are trying to raise money to help pay for all the extra medical bills and stuff because she and her husband both have been ill. She is, she needs your support, and she is very humbled by it. But she does need some support if you're able to do that. So if you'd like to give back to the fun and laughter that Maggie has provided us over the years, just consider doing that. And so that I'll leave it at that. So you can go to our show notes and find that information. But she did sound pretty good. And she was there on the video talking to Ernest T about singing later with the Darling Boys. So maybe we'll catch up on that on another episode coming up in the near future. In the meantime, let's go and see if we can't get a little trivia. There's our trivia music, the VW Boys. Now, this trivia, again, is coming out of the Mayberry Trivia Book by Scott Hopkins. You can pick these up at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Head over there and check it out. There's 1,500 questions about a TV classic. Of course, it's about the Andy Griffith Show. All right, question number one. We're going to do five questions just for fun. Everybody ready? Question number one, who presides over All Souls Church? Who presides over All Souls Church? You got it? Who provides? Who is the pastor? Who's the preacher? The answer is, you can pause if you don't want to know the answer yet. You want to think about it. The answer is Reverend Hobart Tucker. Hobart Tucker. All right. Number two. We're going to do five. Five questions. Here it is. Number two. Name the state investigator that likes to go frog gigging with Andy. Now, that's a little hard. You may not know that. You may not even remember that one. Name the state investigator that likes to go frog gigging with Andy. That's a little tougher. So, here's the answer. The state investigator that likes to go frog gigging with Andy, his name is Sam Allen. Sam Allen. Okay. That was a little tough. That was tough. All right, here we go. What is the hometown of the one-man band that traveled through Mayberry? What is the hometown of the one-man band that traveled through Mayberry? What is the name, or what is the hometown of the one-man band that traveled through Mayberry? The answer is This is a hard one. Altoona. Do you remember him? That was Jerry Van Dyke, Dick Van Dyke's brother that was going through town. Jerry. His hometown was Altoona. That's a good one. That's tough. These are a little tougher than last week, I think. So these are a little tougher. All right, here we go. Number four. Roy Swanson, Goober's old friend from mechanic school. Now, this is a color. He claims to be a senior vice president of what company? Roy Swanson, that's Goober's old friend from mechanic school. He claims to be senior vice president of what company? Now, this is a color episode, so you may not remember this. This is the one where there's a blooper that you get to see Roy Swanson working in a garage and driving by in the background when Andy goes out to talk to Goober. In the car is a Coors beer truck. Okay. Well, at that time, Coors beer wasn't sold east of the Rockies. So there wouldn't be a Coors beer truck in Mayberry. So Roy Swanson, he claimed to be the senior vice president of Amalgamated Motors. Amalgamated Motors. All right, that's a tough one. All right, but here's our last question. These are not as fun because they're hard. All right, here we go. What adult education class do Andy, Helen, Goober, and Howard take together? This one's a color as well, but I knew this one. What adult education class do Andy, Helen, Goober, and Howard take together? All right. So pause if you don't want to know. This is our last question of our five. These were pretty hard. The adult education class that Andy, Helen, Goober, and Howard take together was American history. American history. History, I might give you that if you just said history, but U.S. history, American history, I would definitely give you that. American history. All right, so how did you do? Those were five pretty not super easy questions, but they're not super hard. But those are if you get your trivia book from Scott Hopkins there at Weaver's, you can study. So the book, if you get it, it has regular questions like those. It also has true and false questions and multiple choice. So you can make them as hard or as difficult as you want. Maybe we'll do true and false sometime. You got a 50-50 chance on those, right? All right, so how did you do? Did you do okay? Hope you did all right. All right, so that was a little bit of Mayberry trivia, and I hope you enjoyed it. So now you know what time it is, so let's head on over and check it out.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Last week, we discussed how the talented Johnny Silver benefited from getting to know songwriter Frank Lesser while in the Army, since Lesser later was instrumental in Johnny being cast in the Broadway musical Guys and Dolls as Benny South Street. When he reprised the role in the 1955 film version, the cast now included Sheldon Leonard as Harry the Horse, another contact of benefit to Johnny's career. After his time in the original Broadway cast of Guys and Dolls, Johnny became an incredibly prolific character actor for the next four decades in television and film. Throughout the second half of the 1950s, Johnny appeared in series as varied as Leave It to Beaver, to Dragnet, to Bat Masterson, to The Untouchables. He appeared in the Jack Benny program three times as different characters. He appeared in two episodes of the anthology show Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and also acted in the anthology shows Studio 57 and General Electric Theater. But perhaps most telling is that he appeared seven times between 1956 and 1961 in a show produced by his old Guys and Dolls buddy Sheldon Leonard, that show being The Danny Thomas Show. In 1961, he also appeared for the first time in The Joey Bishop Show, executive produced by Sheldon Leonard's partner, Danny Thomas. Johnny played different characters five times in that series, between 61 and 65. On January 2nd, 1963, Johnny made his first of 15 appearances as different characters in another series, The Dick Van Dyke Show, executive produced by, you guessed it, Sheldon Leonard and Danny Thomas. And about 7 weeks later, on February the 25th, 1963, Johnny appeared in another Sheldon Leonard and Danny Thomas produced series, The Andy Griffith Show. Johnny played Prothero Hansen, the shorter brother of Jed Hansen. Being a small man enabled him to hide in the trunk of a car parked inside Wally's filling station to commit Trojan horse-style thefts. But thanks to Jimmy Morgan's ingenuity, Prothero got quite a shock the last time he tried to open the cash register. While still appearing periodically in the Dick Van Dyke Show as different characters, Johnny played a photographer in a 1964 episode of The Bill Dana Show, another spinoff of The Danny Thomas Show, executive produced by, The series was short-lived, but did include Maggie Peterson in the second season, which is when Johnny appeared in the series. In 1966, the year after Johnny's last of 15 appearances in The Dick Van Dyke Show, he played an actor Gomer mistook for one of two Martians in the Gomer Pyle USMC episode Gomer and the Little Men from Outer Space. The Mayberry spinoff was, not surprisingly, executive produced by Sheldon Leonard. Of course, while Johnny obviously was a favorite of Leonard, he did appear in other series during the same time period, including The Munsters, Bonanza, The FBI, Captain Nice, Family Affair, and four episodes of The Red Skelton Hour. He had a small and credited part in the 1967 film comedy Who's Minding the Mint, directed by Howard Morris, Mayberry's own Ernest T. Bass. Johnny received an Emmy nomination for his role in a 1967 episode of the anthology series Bob Hope Presents the Chrysler Theater, titled Free of Charge. The episode also included Pamela Ferdin, who had appeared 2 years earlier as Corliss in the Andy Griffith Show episode The Bazaar. In 1968, Johnny appeared in an episode of the short-lived Good Morning World, co-starring Ronnie Schell from Gomer Pyle USMC, and executive produced by Sheldon Leonard. Johnny didn't have the opportunity to repeat characters often, but after playing a different character in 1966, he played Siegfried S. Newman in two 1968 episodes of That Girl, starring Danny Thomas's daughter, Marlo Thomas. The following year, Johnny played the only regular series characters of his career, taking advantage of his diminutive stature to perform Ludicrous Lion and Dr. Blinky in the children's series H.R. Puffin Stuff, while a different actor supplied their voices. Johnny did the same in the 1970 film version, titled simply Puffin Stuff. Among the series in which he later appeared as different characters most often was My Three Sons, with four appearances, Ironside, four appearances, Mannix, six appearances, and The Odd Couple, five appearances. He appeared in the Mel Brooks movies History of the World Part 1 and Spaceballs, and they can't fail to mention that in 1986, Johnny reunited with Andy Griffith in an episode of Matlock. After retiring from acting after a bit part in a 1995 episode of Seinfeld, Johnny passed away in 2003 at the age of 84. Johnny had other accomplishments during his career, such as working as a voice coach with several well-known actors, including Ricardo Montalban and George Kennedy. But thanks to the connections the talented actor made, he was a common presence in Sheldon Leonard and Danny Thomas productions. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take care of yourself, take care of one another, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow. Thank you, Randy, for that great report. That is awesome. And if you want to make sure you don't miss any of the great stuff that Randy comes up with, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of all the things he finds. It's amazing the stuff he keeps coming up with. Well, folks, I want to remind you that we're almost to May 2021, and May has become the month of Mayberry. That's right. The month of Mayberry on MeTV. So if you get MeTV, you are in for a real treat, because the month of Mayberry begins, well, in May. And if you go to their website at MeTV, they tell you it starts on May 2nd. And there is an entire list of items that they're going to have showing starting on May the 2nd. They're going to kick off with the Andy Griffith Show episodes, pilot episodes of Gomer Pyle and Andy Griffith. There's going to be showing color episodes of the Andy Griffith Show and select Mayberry RFD episodes. There's an entire list on their website, and they're talking about it. It runs the entire month. All kinds of different shows throughout the month will have featured stars from the Andy Griffith Show, like Sunday, the 2nd, I believe it is. They're going to start with guest stars like Don Knotts and Andy Griffith, Jim Nabors, Ronnie Schell. They're going to be on Love Boat, and they're going to start having them on Love Boat episodes and stuff. So go and check it out. The end of the month, we'll be getting to see the return to Mayberry as well. But hey, I don't know why they didn't mention this, but it doesn't start on the Sunday the 2nd. It starts on Saturday the 1st, because MeTV also features a show called Svengoolie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. And Svengoolie is going to have the month of Mayberry kickoff by showing The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. So go and check that out Saturday, the 1st of May at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And you guys can translate it yourself from there. But check out Svengoolie and enjoy yourself. And Svengoolie is a favorite of our friend George Lindsay Jr., so Goober's son, So check out Svengoolie. George and I end up talking on the phone fairly often about something that happened on Svengoolie. So definitely be, if you have MeTV, it's the month of Mayberry, write them and tell them how great it is so that they'll keep doing it. You know, so they did it last year. I don't know if you remember, but they had the whistling, had people that wrote in or sent in their whistles to whistle the theme song of the Andy Griffith Show. So hopefully they'll do some more tie-ins or something with us. So anyway, thank you to MeTV, and thank you to you for being here. I am so glad always to spend some time in Mayberry with all of our Mayberry friends, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Remember to go out there and like on and subscribe on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, go and like and subscribe the podcast, and you can click the little bell icon, and it will remind you anytime a new episode's out or the live show's coming on. You'll get a reminder. And also, if you don't have that, go and subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast app that you might have. I know you'd never miss an episode then, and I'd appreciate it. Folks, it is always great to spend time here in Mayberry with you. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. And you can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I want to thank all of our patrons at Patreon and other folks that give me one-time donations through PayPal. All that information is on our website at Two Chairs No Waiting. Friends, thank you again for everything you do to help keep Mayberry alive. And we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.